السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. حضرت والا عارف اللہ رومی وقت شاہ کے مختصر اللہ کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا, عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا. دوشی پر اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ سیدنا محمد وعلیٰ سیدنا محمد. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا, عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, آمین. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا, گناہوں پہ اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا, بفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ, اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ, میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا, میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے, میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے, بدل نور ہوں گا بجان نور ہوں گا, بدل نور ہوں گا بجان نور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے, مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے, مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے, سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا, میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا, کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک رامر میں ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر, ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر, خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا, خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے, احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے, احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا, سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. اور مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا, مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا, میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا. قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر, قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر, ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا, ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا, کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا, گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا. آمین.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين, فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم, من دخله كان آمنا, ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا, ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. Sadaqallahu al-Mawlana al-Azim. This is the wonderful mawsam, the wonderful season of Hajj now. And a person's heart should just become happy. And what a beautiful poem also Hadrat has written. By just rendered it also so beautifully, mashallah. Gulistai taiba se masroor hunga. That I will become extremely joyous and happy by the garden of Madinatul Munawwara of Taiba. That should be in our hearts. Those who are going, mashallah, how fortunate are not they. Those who are not going, our hearts should be there. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, when the moon for Eid is sighted, people become excited, become happy that it's Eid tomorrow. But he says, my joy is that also, but my greater joy is now the mawsam has started, the season of Hajj has started. And that now all the people will be going for Hajj Baytullah, going to the Beloved's house. The Beloved has invited everyone. He has given idhne am, general permission. Come here, come in, come to my house and visit me. So even if we are not there physically, at least our heart should be there spiritually. Our hearts and souls should be there. We should also check, are we making dua for the people who are going for Hajj? Allah make the Hajj easy. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. This connection must be in the form of du'as. This connection must be in the form of a longing and a desire to be there. So we can see that how much our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, his heart was in Madina Sharif. He says, Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hunga. I will be running away from the deserts of the of foreign lands. All places besides Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, is Ajam, is foreign. And I will be running away from there. Gulistai taiba se masroor hunga, and I will find joy in the gardens of Madina Sharif, either physically that a person is there, or either spiritually that during these two months, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, when people from around the world, people from the cross section of society, the rich and the poor, the white and the black, men and women, old and young, are all gathering there, that at this time our hearts also should be there. And in all our namazes during these days, after the namaz, make dua at least for the people who are going for Hajj. Make dua that Allah take us also. That our hearts should be there, it should be connected there. Medidari gumbat se mahmoor hunga. I will go in a trance just seeing the beautiful green tomb, the dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Visualize it that I'm in Medina Sharif and I'm looking at the beautiful gumbat mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It should be where your quest and your love is lying and your connection is there. Kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. In this way, at times I will, so much of Allah's noor will come on me, I will be noor. Sometimes I will be the Mount Toor, where Allah put His tajalli, and Allah cast His special favors upon the mountain. That if our condition is this, even if we are far from Medina and Makkah, that Allah's noor will come upon us. And even if we are there, but our hearts are not there, we will be deprived of that. Uregi hawa se jo khaake Medina, and when the winds of Medina will blow, and it will make the sands of the ground of Medina to blow. Today, unfortunately, whatever, it's a necessity, all the places are paved and the places are tarred. But it wasn't long ago when the wind used to blow, then the sand also used to blow. Still you do get it, but much less. So when that wind will blow and it will make the sand of Medina also to blow, main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hunga. I will cover myself in such sand. I won't try and avoid that sand. I will make it like a dust coat over me. The sand of Medina will be my dust coat. The sand of Medina will be my overcoat. I will cover myself with the sand of Medina. This shows what great love these people had for Medina Sharif. We are such that we, na'uzu billah, Allah save us. How many of us complain it's not clean, it's dirty? What other complaints we got? A person who has got his object in mind, he hasn't got small things to complain about. Some people have got complain about the dirt. Somebody have got complain about rats and mice. Somebody have got complaints about other things. A person who has got his eyes on his beloved, these things he hardly notices them. And he's surprised when people even talk about them. This is how a lover should be. But if a person hasn't got his quest in mind, his object in mind, then small things amuse small minds. When these things here overtake us, these things trouble us, these things are problems to us, every small thing is then a problem. But the true lover, he doesn't see any fault in his beloved. He doesn't see any fault in the house of the beloved. He doesn't see any fault in the town of the beloved. Everything is just beloved to him. May Rauza pe salli ala nazar karke, and when I'll go to Rauza Mubarak and I will present salatu salam to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a condition will be mine. Badil noor hunga, baja noor hunga. By my heart, I will be full of noor to be just present at Rauza Mubarak, to have the opportunity, and Allah granted you to be reading salatu salam on khairul anam, on the best of Allah's creation, for whom Allah created the heavens and the earth, to be present there. What a great honor. And so, badil noor hunga, baja noor hunga. My whole body will be filled with noor, where Allah's rahmat is pouring down all the time. Every split second on the Rauza-i Mubarak, Allah Ta'ala's noor is pouring down to be just present there and to be in ecstasy, in love, and reading salatu salam. What a great occasion. Medina ke Anwar Sham or Sahar se, by the Noor, Anwar, not only Noor, but Anwar, the plural of Allah Ta'ala, all the Anwarat which are coming, Sham or Sahar in the evening, especially from Asr ta, after Asr, close to Maghrib, after Maghrib, what an atmosphere does not exist in Haram Sharif. All the people are coming, going, people are reading Salatu Salam, people are making dua, people are crying, people are making tilawat of Quran Sharif. What an environment. And at Sehri time, when people, you see, you're going out from your hotel and you are going to Haram, somebody from this side, a group is going, somebody from that side are going, all are in a world of their own, just hoping we get a good place, we can quickly get to the Haram, we can get to the front. What excitement. And this should be our excitement also, though we are so far. Sarapa dilo jaan se masroor honga, and I will be completely overtaken with joy and happiness in my body and my soul. I will just be happiness all the time, just to have the thoughts of Medina Sharif, to be present in Medina Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Main mamnoon honga khuda ke karam ka, and all this I will be thankful to Allah that I am not worthy of this. Kaha main aur kaha ye tawaf tere ghar ka, where me and this tawaf of Baytullah, where me and this and Madinatul Munawwara, where me and Masjid Nabawi, where me and Sarkar e Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye karam hai aapka. This is only the graces of Allah. Main khwab dekh raha hu ya rab, ya jaag raha hu. Am I seeing a dream? Oh Allah, or am I awake? Me? I'm here in Medina Sharif. I'm in front of Rauza Mubarak. I'm reading Salatu Salam. Am I dreaming, Ya Allah? I'm not fit for this at all. So I'll be thankful to you that such an unworthy, useless, sinful person you have brought here. And this is also Allah Ta'ala's great, great mercy, that he has kept the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar open. He has kept his name Ghaffar, Ghafir and Ghafur. If Allah was not for that forgiving Rabb, he gave us all his ni'mat, and you made one sin and he took us to task and punished us, what should be our condition? How we should have suffered in this dunya, how we should have suffered in the akhirat. But Allah Ta'ala, not only that he forgives, he covers our faults. If Allah had to open just 1% of our faults, as all we are sitting here, none of us will be able to sit here. If we had any shame in us, we wouldn't be able to face one another. We won't be able to return home. We wouldn't know where to go and bury ourselves, where to go and save face, where must we go. But Allah is that kind being, that he forgives also. He covers our faults also. How Kareem, how Rahim, how Ghaffar, how Ghafoor, how Ra'uf is not our Allah. How much mustn't we be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. We should have nowhere to go if Allah was not that forgiving being as he is. Kabhi dil mein apne na maghroor hunga. I won't be proud of myself that I'm coming every year for Hajj. I'm coming every year for Umrah. I'll never be proud of myself that I'm here in Medina Sharif. And I know the value of Medina. Somebody else is gone for some soccer to Barcelona. Somebody is gone to Rio de Janeiro. Somebody is gone to Hollywood, Bollywood. But Allah brings me here. Now I will never have this pride in me. I'll be thankful to Allah that I'm unworthy of it. But it is your kindness that you have brought me. And just to get the thoughts of Medina also, make shukr to Allah. It is not just on our own that we even get the thoughts of Medina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. This is also the special favors of Allah Ta'ala. And be thankful that in your thoughts you are in Makkah, you are in Medina. If we can, especially during this Mawsam of Hajj, to take out time, fix a time, and that time your muraqabah is just to think of Medina Sharif, Medina Sharif, that I'm making tawaf there now, that I'm making salah, reading salatu salam now, I'm making my namaz with jamaat there, I'm doing safa marwa there, just have the thoughts, how wonderful is not there, so it's not that, so we should not be proud of this, we should be thankful to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Wahad ki shaheedo ke khoon e wafa se. And if a person goes for ziyarat, and he goes and visits the shuhada, Uhud, Then I should take a lesson from there, that how this people, they did not only, it wasn't just a lip service, it wasn't just some outward show of love of Islam. They gave their blood, they gave their lives for Islam. 70 shuhada in one day, 70 sahaba, great, Sayyidul Shuhada, Sayyiduna Hamza, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave his life for Islam. 70 sahaba in one day gave their lives for Islam. So this is that proof, we should take a lesson, at least keep our beards properly, at least have sunnah dressing, appear to be like a Muslim at least. Keep ourselves, have our five times namaz, when they could give their lives, they could give their blood, then can't we at least just make our five times namaz? Can't we read Durood Sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? These things should come into our lives. Sabak leke paabande dastoor hunga. I will take a lesson of all this and I will become regular on the constitution of the Quran Sharif, the constitution of the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they could make such a great sacrifice, can't I just even practice upon Islam? Can't I hardly shedding any sweat? Had a drop of blood is out of the question. Not even a drop of with aircon on, with heaters on, making your namazes, making your tilawat, at least so much we can do. So much of comfort we have got. With that we are sitting in comfort, make our zikr in the comfort. You are in the comfort of your car, the comfort of your home. We are not making that mujahada. We are far, far from it. And we are so weak, we won't be able to manage it also. So in this comfort Allah has given us, use it for. They sacrificed. They didn't have food to eat. They didn't have clothes to wear. They gave their lives for Islam. They gave their blood. At least take a lesson. And a little bit from our side, let us become pabande dastoor. Follow the Quran Sharif, the teachings of deen. Madina mein jab qalb o jaan chhor aaya, when I've left my heart and soul in Medina. When I come from Medina, come with your body back, leave your heart and soul there. So when I've done that and I left my heart and soul there, and a person is connected with his heart and soul, so we should be, and you left it in Medina, so we should be connected with Medina all the time. When that is the case, main mahjoor hokar na mahjoor hunga. I will be separated from Medina Sharif, but I won't be separated. My body will be separated, my heart and soul won't be separated. My heart and soul I've left in Medina Sharif. Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se akhtar, and going to Quba also one ziyarat which all the zayreen do make, go to Quba and making nafil namazes there, take one great lesson. Not only that we are going to Quba, that it is sunnat, not only that, but one great lesson that we take, har ek raah sunnat se pur noor hunga. Not only this one sunnat, but every sunnat I will bring in my life. And I will make myself full of noor by following every sunnat. When going to Medina Sharif, we should try and follow as many sunnats as possible. And the greatest sohat, gifts that we can bring from Madinatul Munawwara is to practice on sunnat, the knowledge of sunnat, the love of sunnat, to practice upon sunnat and to propagate the sunnat in the world. That is more than the khajur of Medina. And the other worldly things are out of the question. That we bring some TV sets from there, some video sets from there, some children's game PlayStation. For that purpose we didn't go to Medina Sharif. We went there to bring the real gift of Medina, and that is the gift of sunnats from Medina. The love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnats. May Allah bless us with these realities. This is that honorable period from the 1st of Shawwal. Today is the 28th. Already the 29th has come in. The month of Shawwal is gone already. It's the month of Zulqa'dah that is left, and 10 days of Zulhijjah. That is really the days of Hajj, that people stay longer, not only on the 10th and they return. These 3 months are the mausam, the season. And this is a time that our heart should be connected there. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ, the very first bait house that we had placed for mankind, whether it was the first house as a building or the first house of worship of ibadat, this was the Kaaba Sharif. This is Allah Ta'ala is put, and Allah Ta'ala reminds us of this great, great occasion. Before even Adam Ali Salatu Wasalam came, Allah had put the foundations with the hands of the Malaika of the Kaaba Sharif. The oldest house, Baytul Atiq, the old house. And this old house, is a museum. Allah made it a museum also, a spiritual museum. And in the spiritual museum, Allah says in front, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ. We have kept great things of lesson in this museum. Like a person goes who is a national of his country and is a patriot of his country, loves his country. He goes on certain days to the museum and see that in my country, this leader did this, this wars were fought, this are the weapons they used, these are the places they conquered, and he gets happy. This is the time Allah has called us to the oldest museum and the greatest signs which Allah has kept in there. So a person preparing for Hajj, he must prepare for Hajj, Hajj with regard to the faraiz and the sunnats of Hajj, the nawafil and mustahabbat of Hajj, the method of making Hajj, that is commonly which Hajjis do and which they should do, prepare. But more than that, we should also prepare for the spiritual Hajj, not just an outward movement from Makkah to Mina, from Arafat to Muzdalifah, back to Makkah, to Mina, Muzdalifah, Makkah, etc. But the spiritual transformation should be taking place in a person. A person should gear himself up and learn the historical aspects of Hajj. And they are great, great, then he will benefit tremendously. He should take into account the adab and etiquette of Hajj. One great aspect of Hajj is, as ulama have written, that Allah, Hajj means to visit the house of Allah. So this how to visiting Allah Ta'ala. Visiting the house of Allah, actually visiting Allah. And if a person had gained marifat of Allah, and now Allah is calling him to him, then that person will not make tawaf of the house of Allah. He will be making tawaf, so to say, of Allah Ta'ala himself. How a little child, when it wants something, runs around the mother from this side, from that side, doesn't leave the mother, shouting, screaming, begging, crying. How many stunts doesn't it use to get what it wants from its mother? Like that, a haji, the tawaf should be, that is the spiritual. Otherwise, am I in the fifth round now? Am I in the first, sixth round now? That will be more important. That is also necessary. But the spiritual aspect, just like that, our namaz also. Am I in second rakat, third rakat? That is important. Now we have to read our namazes as far as possible correctly. The numbers must be correct. But more important than that is connection with Allah in that namaz. That our hearts are connected. Not only that I know I'm in the third rakat, I'm in the fourth rakat. That is also important. But no connection with Allah. That connection is required. So the spiritual dimension of Hajj is also extremely important. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, this is the first house, and we should think that I have the opportunity of going to the oldest museum in the world. Today people pay how much of money to go to entrance as a museum. And it depends what kind of a museum. The greatest museum, the greatest place of relics, of taking lessons, of learning lessons, of changing one's life is Baytullah. And Allah has given Ibn Aam, permission. Whoever wants to can come. Allah from His side, He hasn't kept you according to accreditation and according to this or anything. Allah has said come. And Allah has given general permission. So in awwal bayt wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkah, is that house which is in Bakkah. Bakkah either refers to Makkah itself, the same whether you pronounce it Makkah, you pronounce it Bakkah, or Makkah is the city of Makkah, and Bakkah is the Haram Sharif, is where the Kaaba is. That place particular is Makkah, the whole city is Makkah. So this Allah Ta'ala says that this is the first house that we have kept, and not only for the first house or the first place of worship for the very existence of mankind, we have made Kaaba Sharif. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We have made this house, the Kaaba Sharif. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. مَثَابَةً مَرْجِعُ الْخَلَائِقِ. Where the creation, it's a magnet. What a force in this magnet. Hey, it doesn't pull iron. Iron are dead things. It pulls the hearts of people. It pulls human beings. It pulls people who are in wheelchairs. It pulls people who are in stretches. It pulls people who are unconscious. Allah reward the government there and guide us all also towards. But to those people who are in hospitals by helicopter, they bring them to Arafat so that the Hajj can be done. So it is such a power, this house, that it pulls the people on stretches. People pulls the people on wheelchairs. A person who is unconscious, the Hajj pulls him also and brings him there. Pulls the white and the black. Pulls the rich and the poor. Pulls the learned and the unlearned. What way is Jalna al-Bayta Mathabatali? What a lesson to learn. What power is in that house? You look at it, just a simple house. What attraction is there? What decoration is in the Kaaba Sharif? But ask yourself, that very house pulled me and brought me also here. And you are dying to make the tawaf. You are wishing you could get an empty space and you could make your tawaf with ease. How you die for that place. And Mathabatal Linnas. We made it. جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. It is from ثَوَبَ also. That is a مَرْجِعُ الْخَلَائِقِ. It pulls you towards it. Also it is from ثَوَاب. We made it a place of great reward. You make namaz with jamaat, 27 times more sawab. You make it in the masjid, much more sawab. In Baytullah, 100,000 times more. What a place Allah Ta'ala has made it. And mathabatal linnas, for the existence of mankind, Allah made Kaaba Sharif also. As the existence of this world is dependent on the existence of Kaaba Sharif. Allah made the Kaaba, and that is the cause of the existence of mankind. Not all the factories, not all the agriculture, not all the offices, not the computers. The thing for the existence of mankind is Kaaba Sharif. And as long as it's there, the world will be in existence. And when finally the time will come and the Kaaba Sharif will be broken by people, nothing will be left of the Kaaba, then the wedding is over. The tents have to come down. The mountains will fly from their places. Stars will clash with one another. The sun and the moon will crash with one another. Everything will go haywire. Qiyamah will be heralded in. As long as Kaaba is standing, as long as that, the world, winds will blow. People will get food. People will get water. Rains will come. The earth will remain on its place. This is always Jalna al-Bayta Mathabatal Linnas. Then Allah brought you to that place. How much we will observe the reverence, the greatness of this place. And we take the barakat of it, so much barakat will come in our lives. Where we pass, we will pass with barakat. People will get the barakat. When we come home, people at home will get the barakat. And keep that barakat for the rest of your life then. What Allah has given you from your masjid, what barakat you get, don't waste it outside on the pavement, on the go home. Take that barakat to your home. When the barakat you get from the masjid, and all this barakat is from Kaaba Sharif. Allah's rahmat and barakat that comes on Kaaba. From there it's distributed to all the daughters of the Kaaba, which are all the masajid of the world. And whoever goes to the masajid for their namazas, they get their share. And then from there, take it home to your business. Take it home to your, back home to your house. Don't waste it on the way. Shaitan is waiting. He knows you have come and you have achieved. When we have come here now, from here, what do we have listened to? We made namaz, etc. From here, go home, take the barakat. Don't go to a takeaway and waste your time there and lose out everything. Don't stand around and making groups and smoke and destroy what you have earned. No, go home with this barakat. The crooks are also, we know, that where there are ATMs, people are drawing money. And there are enough people watching also who is drawing. And whether they attack you at that place on the spot, or they follow you for 5 minutes or 5 kilometers, and then they come and rob you, whether it is South Africa and by crime they take it, or whether it is India and soft crime, you don't even know. The next time you put your hand in your pocket, all that money is gone. You don't know when it went, who took it, how they took it. And you make inside pockets in your vest. They taught you that, and they know that it's in the inside pocket, and they know exactly who has got money. They make out, they read the faces of the people immediately from your actions. They make out who has got money and how much who has got, who mustn't we attack and who mustn't we waste our time with. Don't go to an empty pocket, the person who got nothing. So Shaitan also, who is the Sardar, the king of all the crooks, and he doesn't know why, he's not interested in paper money. And this is only paper. This hasn't got value whatsoever. He is interested in your iman. He is interested in what you earned in Ramadan. He is interested what you earned in Hajj. He is interested what you earned in ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wants to rob you of that. He is waiting for you everywhere. Whether it is in the hotels, he's waiting for you, or whether in the shopping malls, he's waiting for you. And he won't be a person who robs you and you don't know. He'll make you rob yourself. You'll go and buy a TV set. Willingly, with your own hands, you'll cut your own legs. You'll chop your own legs or yourself. In this way, he will mesmerize you. He'll hypnotize you and you'll leave everything. He is the one who will bring you to Jeddah and make you shave your beard. That now you're going home. Yeah, you kept a beard. You spent 2 months here, 6 weeks. You didn't cut your beard, but he'll make you shave your beard there. He'll make you change your clothes there. So the crook, the biggest crook, Shaitan, is also awaiting. So we have to be on our guard very greatly. And we have to learn from the Buzurganideen, the Awliya, from the Mashai, how to make this capital and how to look after and protect this capital. So anyway, this is the time that Allah has made the Kaaba Sharif mathabatan linnasi wa amna, and a place of great aman. Allahu Akbar. If there was crime there, what should happen? You see people, a woman goes herself, 2 o'clock to go and make tawaf. Husband is fast asleep. She goes safely. She comes back safely. And the people there, children, even if they get lost, they get found again. A person, sometimes husband and wife, get separated from one another. But it is such a place that you just find yourself. And it is it's unexplainable, this place. In one Hajj we were returning, we are coming from Arafat to Muzdalifah. And the bus driver, and they also, it's strange makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. They operate also in a different way. He just decided, he said, we stop here, finish. He put his little cardboard down, his head down, and nobody could change anything. And Allah Ta'ala only knows this, I'm trying to explain, that Allah made it, mathabatan linnasi wa amna. Peace, a place of peace. What came into our minds, the man, we just started walking. The thought didn't come, our women are with us. And they are on their own and we are walking in front. And we went away to Muzdalifah the next morning, and a whole group of us. And there were old people, not even thinking about the old people, just moving. We went to Mina afterwards, and then we realized, our woman folk, middle of the night, we left them alone. Where are they? What is happening? So we just took a little walk. And there they are also coming. How Allah joined them. How Allah joined Hawa alayhi salam and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the place where Allah Ta'ala just made them meet, Arafat, where they made ta'aruf and they met one another. What a strange place, wa amna. How Allah Ta'ala joined. And you don't have that fear in your heart. Anywhere else, you just little while at the airport, where's my wife? Where's my son? Where's this one? What has happened? Anywhere else, in a shopping complex. But that is such a place, Allah put so much peace. And this is also, Maut mujhe na aaye jab tak ke raaze wahdat se main aaga na ho ja. You see the qudrat of Allah. Allah is the doer behind everything. That whole crowd of 3 million, 4 million. And Allah's hand is there. He is controlling everyone. Allahu Akbar. What a place Allah has given us. And that a person who is going for this Hajj, the women who are going, the men who are going, first time who are going, second time, fifth time who are going. It's a novelty and it's an experience every time. How many times Allah Ta'ala takes you? And for those who are not going, build up that enthusiasm, that fervor, that desire that I must go. And prepare ourselves. Today suddenly you just see on your cell phone you have been accredited. Mm-hmm. Now you are going in 2 weeks' time. Don't wait for that time to start preparing. Be ready all the time. Your accreditation comes, you are ready. And the real preparation is not only passport and visas and tickets and that. The real preparation is you have prepared yourself spiritually. You have prepared yourself mentally, psychologically, historically, spiritually, with adab and respect. And then you go and present labbaik. Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata lak wal mulk la sharika lak. What a thing Allah has given us. What a hajj Allah has given. The talbiyah itself, just the labbaik. Hey, it moves a person when you are reading it on your way to Mina. When you are reading it in Mina, in Arafat, it has got so much more meaning. As you are going to the haram, you are reading it. What a great Allah Ta'ala has given us. So Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna awwala baytu wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkah mubarakan, mubarakatan wa hudan." Allah made it a place of barakat. And what barakat, Allahu Akbar. Throughout the year, where there is only desert, there isn't a blade of grass, there is no well there. Besides the well of Zamzam, there is no water there, but you get the fruit of the world. Eh? And the fruit of the world both ways. The fruit of the world, which we know as fruit literally, that is all the apples you get all the time. Bananas you get about 1 foot in length. Eh? It comes from the world. The best mangoes you get there. The best oranges you get there. The best fruit you get all the time. And fruit also refers to, figuratively, all the production of machinery. Eh? All whatever machines make, that also you all get there. And some people go with the niyat to go and buy some machinery there. Eh? Whether it's a video machine, which shouldn't be, or whether it is some watch you want to buy, or whether something else you want to buy. All these things Allah Ta'ala made it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam made dua. Rabbana wab'ath... To come to the Kaaba. Waj'al afidatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim. What a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Oh Allah, make waj'al afidatan minan nas, a small group of people. Hey, if Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam made dua, all the people must come every year. Hey, what you do? You should never be able to control the crowd there. And at home, nobody should be left here. All masjids are empty. All are gone for Hajj. 6 weeks every year, no masjids. All Darul Ulooms are empty. Tabligh Markaz is empty. Everyone is gone for Hajj. Everywhere is empty. Wajal afidatam minan nas. A group of people to come. And that also, if Hajj was for us every year, what should be the condition? What a perfect, and this is all proof that it is a true religion of Islam. That it is a practical religion. Otherwise, if it was every year, how should we manage? And wajal afidatam minan nas tahwi ilayhim. Warzuqhum minat thamarat. And give them, oh Allah, rosy of the fruit. All your needs are fulfilled there. You go there, you don't have to carry your food. And even if you don't want to eat the meat, which you should try and avoid, there is enough vegetables, there is enough dars, there is enough fish. Everything you can get, Allah Ta'ala made it. Everything is for you there. So Allah Ta'ala made this place. Mubarak, what barakat Allah has given in that place. People, how many people, family people, somebody of the family is gone to London, somebody is gone to West Indies, somebody in New Zealand. Allah made it all of you meet there. And what a meeting, and how happy you get, you meet your family there again. All this Allah Ta'ala has given. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, in the benefits of Hajj, material benefits, has enlisted so much. Where, for example, Tabligh Jamaat, till today, our Akabir, every second year, from around the world, they go and they make mashuras there. In this way, the whole Ummah can be united. All discussions can take place of the Ummah on various levels and in various perspectives. Allah made this a place of gathering for the Ummah, for the whole Ummah to gather here. وَهُدًا. Allah made it a place of barakat and a place of hidayat. It is hidayat from where hidayat spread in the world. Allah made, and even Islam spread from Medina to Munawwara. But Islam really spread in the world after the conquest of Makkah. Because now the house of hidayat had come under the control of the Muslims. And from here Allah spread hidayat in the world. And how the whole world, the whole Arabian Peninsula, all these countries, Egypt, Morocco, Nigeria, Libya, Tunisia, all these, Algeria, were not Muslim countries. Syria, Jordan, all this, Turkey, Malaysia, Indonesia, Pakistan, all this were not Muslim countries. From Hudal Linnas, from here Allah Ta'ala made the source of hidayat, this hidayat spread. And what hidayat spread? No more people bowed their head in front of idols. The height of stupidity, that the idol you carve out and make with your own hands, what you made yourself, you start worshipping that thing. You made it. That idol should worship you. You made it, not you. The idol made you. And you gave it, you put eyes in that idol. You put ears, whatever funny shape you made of that idol, you made it. That idol should be worshipping you. But how topsy-turvy, and what is the height of kufr, and what is the height of shirk, that how upside down, what you made with your hands, you worship that thing. And then we call that where the people of this world, who are atheists, who don't believe in Allah, who are mushriks, who associate partners with Allah, and in our heart, that these are progressive people. These are people who are learned people. These are advanced people. Where? Never whatsoever. A person who got one iota of iman, he is the most advanced in the world. He is the most furthest in the world. A person who has got one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a speck of love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, nobody can match him. What are all the bungalows of the world? And what are all the beautiful palaces of the world? And what are all the cars of the world? If reality of iman comes, these things will mean nothing whatsoever to you. What are your millions and your investments and all your things? They are nothing if you got investment of iman, investment of amal, of sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You have the opportunity of going for umrah, for hajj. These are the real investments. This is what Allah has given. And this hidayat is from the house of Kaaba Sharif. And a person who goes with an open heart and opens the doors of his small Kaaba, of his heart, then the big, big barakat of Kaaba will come into his heart. And when that will come, that person comes a transformed person. When he comes back to his country again, wherever he goes on the way, he will transform people. Where he goes, one person, Haja Mu'inuddin Chishti Rahmatullah Ali in Ajmer, he made one journey, and this is the report of a English historian, William Meir. He writes his one journey from Ajmer to Agra. He made one journey, and those days Hindus were very staunch on their religion. But 90,000 or 900,000 accepted Islam on that one journey. This is if that Islam comes into us, but today it doesn't change our condition. We are looking like non-Muslims, and we are going for Hajj. When we are coming for Hajj, no namaz also. We are traveling on Saudi. There is a special room for namaz also. Still we are not making our namazes. If it hasn't changed us, how is it going to change somebody? So this hidayat, we must go there, open. And for that reason, one sheikh saw his murids are going for nafil hajj. Whole kafla ready, they are on their way. Where are you people going? Going for hajj. Do you know the owner of the house of the Kaaba? Where are you going to? No, we don't know. We only know his name, he's Allah. But we don't know who he is, that he's kind, he's merciful, he's qudrat, he's power. All those things we don't know. Stay by me for 1 year. Let me introduce you to Allah. Let me let you know what is Hajj. Now go for Hajj. Preparation for Hajj is extremely important. Don't just go on a wild goose chase. We just go there. Your Hajj will be made. Faraz will be fulfilled. One of the easiest ibadat is the ibadat of Hajj. Al-Hajj al-Arafah. As long as you are present in Arafah, your Hajj will be made. Other things can be sorted out. But learn how to make a correct Hajj. Hajj ka karne make a masnoon tariqah, the masnoon. And mashallah, Allah reward the brothers who have classes for Hajj. The ulama who teach about Hajj, and in different ways they teach the people, attend these classes. Be prepared on all levels for this Hajj. Then see what great benefits we will get. So Allah has made this place Hudal Ninnas, Mubarakan wa hudal lil alameen. Not lil Muslimin only. Not only for the Muslims, lil alameen. Not only for the non-Muslims, for all the realms. The barakat there, mathabatal linnas. It's life for the whole of mankind. Mathabatal linnas. For the whole of mankind. The existence of the of ants and the existence of elephants depends on the Kaaba Sharif. And how much Hajj will become alive. And the reality of Hajj, goodness will come in the world. So this is that Hajj that we have to prepare. It is the place of Mubarakah wa hudal lil alameen. Fihi ayatum bayyinat. In there Allah has put clear signs. Not only one sign, ayatun, ayatum bayyinat. Clear signs. And one of the clear signs that Allah Ta'ala has put there, Maqamu Ibrahim. Maqami Ibrahim. What is Maqami Ibrahim? Today we take it as a beautiful golden glass cage. In where that is not Maqami Ibrahim. Inside of it, if you will look, you will find a rock. And that rock has gone plain now. Before it wasn't covered like this. In the beginning stages of Islam, it was open. And for barakat, people used to rub their hands. So much they rub that the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are now rubbed out. Very little. You just see it's like a rock now. If you look carefully, you might see a little bit of the imprint of the leg of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That is what is barakat. That is one of the signs. And how? What is the sign? What is it that when we go to this old Bayt Atiq, this museum, spiritual relics which they are, one of them is this great stone, Maqam Ibrahim, the stone on which Ibrahim alayhi salam stood. To build the Kaaba Sharif today, we see, when people are making tawaf, we are sitting around in the matab, we are sitting in the haram, Qadde insan, the height of a human being is so much, 1.5 meter average, little bit more, little bit less, but the Kaaba is so high. How did Ibrahim alayhi salam in those days, no scaffolding, no hoist, no lift, how did he go up and build the Kaaba Sharif? That is a lesson to take. And Allah had made this, study the history and know that this Maqam Ibrahim, when Ibrahim alayhi salam stood on it, as a lift, it went up to the level that where he was building. He had put the stones, the bricks, there were stones, rocks from the mountains which Ismail alayhi salam brought, and he placed them in, and on its place he put it, and when he was finished, he would come, that stone will bring him down again. It lifted it up. So see the Qudrat of Allah. So from here we have to learn the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Another great sign which Allah has kept, which is still today, is Zamzam. Think of the history of Zamzam, where there wasn't a leaf in Makkah Sharif. There wasn't a blade of grass. There wasn't a drop of water. How Allah had made Zamzam, and Zamzam going to the four corners of the world. A small well, which is less than 2 by 2 meters. So small. The height of it is also is less than 2 by 2 meters. So little is that well. And study the history of Zamzam. Eh? We Google so many things. Google this and see. And study the history of Zamzam, how that water is coming. It's pumped to taken by trucks to Madinatul Munawwara. Saudi Airlines are transporting it in the whole world. Zamzam water wherever. Today we are here in South Africa, in the whole world, making iftari not with ordinary water, not with water where Zamzam has been added a little bit, pure Zamzam. It's supplying the world, supplying all that Hajj is 2-3 million. The time now is not, no more it's now, but before, people used to bring their kafan, wash it in Zamzam. And they used to dry them. That was a different picture of Haram Sharif in those days. But all that, and they used to drink as much, and not today like us, you drink a sup of Zamzam. No, they used to drink till they cannot drink more. And then they shouldn't take 5 or 10 liters home. drums and drums they should take. People used to go by ships and they should take drums and drums of Zamzam. But the water of Zamzam, not for 1 second did it ever, was there a shortage in the water of Zamzam. And water of Zamzam is such, when floods came in Haram Sharif, it did not take in, it did not allow the other water to come in, pushed it out. It's a water on its own, just like the waters of the seas we see. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. The two oceans where they meet, the two are separate. In Cape Town, you go and see for yourself, the Atlantic Ocean and the Indian Ocean, the waters don't mix. Go to Durban and where the Tugela River, many rivers flow into the ocean, you'll see the clear difference in the color also. Though they are both water, but they don't mix, they stay on their own. They stay separate. So, Zamzam also is such a water, it does not tolerate any other water. And Allah, Zamzam lima shurib, Allah made Zamzam, whatever niyut you drink Zamzam for, Allah will grant that for you. It is shifa for a person. What a great thing. And Allah Ta'ala made this place, amongst other things, a markaz of hidayat and a markaz of dua. That whatever your needs are, you come to me here at the Kaaba and you ask of me. And Allah grants readily. And a person should spend time making du'as also. After Faraz namaz, after your own nafil namaz, make sure you take out time and you make du'a. And when you go to Arafat, then our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, like you go shopping, you make a shopping list. I mustn't forget to get this. I mustn't forget to get this year. Otherwise, if you come home, big problems. If you didn't buy the things which are on the shopping list, you just made a mental note or something, you've got big problems. One person, IT specialist, big top man, he became ill. He took lot of treatment, but it didn't help him. He became very sad, despondent, and despondent?
Depressed.
And he went into a depression that I'm not getting better. His wife told him, why don't you go and see a veterinary surgeon? He became very angry. He says that I must go to a vet. Am I an animal that I must go to the vet? So she told him that in the morning when you get up, you crow like a rooster. And after that you take half a bath like a crow. And then you eat like a monkey. And then you go galloping to work like a horse. And you work the whole day like a donkey. And you bark at the people who are under you all the time. When you come home, you eat like a crocodile. And then you sleep like a buffalo the whole night. So he was amazed. He couldn't understand. What is my wife telling me? His eyes popped up. Big eyes. He's gaping at her. She says, and you look at me like an owl. So when this is the case, then you have to go to a veterinary surgeon. So anyway, so if your wife, if she's angry with you, you've got no chance whatsoever. So if you didn't buy all the things on the shopping list, you got big problems when you come home. In the same way, if this is a bigger problem, if you went to Arafat, you went to Baytullah, Arafat, you'll go for a few hours. You are in Arafat. Mina, you are spending more time. Muzdalifah, you spend the night. And in Muzdalifah, particularly, don't forget to make the dua of Hukukul Ibad. This dua, the rights of fellow people. It wasn't accepted in Arafat. It wasn't accepted anywhere. It was accepted in Muzdalifah. And the best time is to make it when just before you leave Muzdalifah. But for safety's sake, in case you forget, and you just suddenly perhaps you have to leave, so make it at night also. Make it just before you leave Muzdalifah. The rights of fellow people, shaitan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua in Arafat, everywhere, that Ya Allah, forgive my ummah, Allah forgave. But the rights of fellow people, hukukul ibad, what fellow people have got rights, Allah said that they will have to face the charges. They are not going to be forgiven for that. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely worried of his ummah all the time. Wherever he was worried of his ummah. So when he came to Muzdalifah, he was very, very perplexed, very, very tensed and worried about the ummah he was making. Suddenly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam burst out in a smile. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was surprised. He said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, you were so tensed, you were so perplexed. What has happened?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This dua I was making that my ummah is going to be forgiven for everything. Allah. But they are going to be caught in hukukul ibad. So, and yeah, I made this dua." And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and said, "Allah has accepted that dua of yours also." So now I'm seeing shaitan, he's throwing sand on his head. That my whole life's effort that I'll be making on individuals of the ummah, make them make this guna, that guna, that guna, they'll come for hajj. Hukukul ibad, they will get forgiven. Hukukul ibad, they will get forgiven. Therefore, and I'm smiling that now my ummah will be saved. But the sign of it is, not that you just rob people with money, you do them down, you fight with them, argue, swear them, treat them in a bad way, etc. And I'll go for hajj and all my guna. No, the sign of it is Allah will change your life. You will ask for forgiveness. You will pay up to those people who don't want to forgive you. Allah will give you the money. And you will pay them and you'll clear your matters completely. So in this way, this is that great ibadat also which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. We all, and make this dua, which has been formulated by Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayh. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. In Muzdalifa, before we leave, make this dua. Allah, oh Allah, forgive us all our sins. And you become our kafil. You become our representative. You act on our behalf with regard to all the rights of fellow people, who I'm owing, who I humiliate, I backbited about, who I disgraced, who I spoke bad about, etc. All those people, you give them their reward. On my behalf, you sort them out, give them all whatever wrong I had done to those people. So there is a very valuable dua in Muzdalifa. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa takaffal bi ridha khusumina. So Kaaba Sharif, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Mina, all these places are marakis of dua, centers of dua. And according to one interpretation, Hajj, the meaning of Hajj is, Allah has called you, then told you, come and ask me, I want to give you. So yeah, that shopping list of yours, ulama say when you leave Arafat, this thought mustn't come in your mind, oh, I forgot to ask about this. Ask about your children, your grandchildren, your progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Ask for yourself, your parents, for all your parents till Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time. Ask for your dunya, ask for your deen, ask for your akhirat, ask for your health, ask for your finances, ask for your deen. There mustn't be a thing that you leave out. Everything Allah has called you to ask Him, and especially the time of ibadat in Arafat is most valuable. Don't destroy that time. And we can also gain great, great position in this, though we might not be going. Make dua for those who are in Arafat. Not let it be that they are in Arafat and we are just, we are picnicking. We are hardly aware. We are so busy in Tenga Baba, Gena Mama, Tenga Baba, and we don't even think of the people who are in Arafat, who are in Muzdalifa. No, let our hearts be connected. And we make dua for them. It's not far-fetched that Allah will give us a full share in their ibadat and in their duas also. One time, the people of Aad, who stayed in Ahqaf, is a certain place where were dunes, sand dunes. Allah sent His Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam to them. He sent Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam also to part of the same people. They invited them, but they didn't respond. They didn't accept the dua, the da'wat. And they carried on with their kufr and idol worship and the wrong things which they were doing. For to remind them and to pull them closer, Allah sent a drought on them. Now they started suffering, no food, the animals started dying, life became very hard and straitened. So they told the Nabi, make dua for us. The Nabi said, it's a straightforward thing. You make tawbah, you correct your lives, and Allah Ta'ala will open the doors for you. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَأَنْهَارًا مَعَلَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Allah will give you everything. You correct your matters. They say, oh, this Nabi got too much condition. emotions. And he got too much nakhra and too much mizaj he got in him. He's got too much this and that. Baytullah is there. We can go to Baytullah and make dua, and we can make direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. Also from here learn that the man of Allah, how valuable and how important they are. They thought we will bypass the man of Allah. We got Baytullah, we can go and make dua. On the way, it was a long journey. They had to stop at places also, at what we will call today hotels, inns, motels, lodges. One place they stopped, there was drinking carrying on. There was womanizing carrying on, gambling carrying on, singing, whining, dancing, all these things, and they got involved in this. And in all these things, and they forgot for what they had come. They got involved in all these things, temptations of dunya, and that is the only thing only that time. Today we go for Hajj and we get involved in the shopping malls, and we forget for what we came. We get involved in the restaurants, and we go and sit in the restaurants and having our meals, and we forgot for what we came. So we must not forget our purpose also. Anyway, these people, they forgot. One singing girl, in her singing, she said, what's the condition of those people whose community and nation send them to make dua for them? And they forgot their purpose, and they got involved in all this, not only dunya, but in the sin they got involved in. It hit them hard. They became conscious. They carried on. They went to Kaaba Sharif. They made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala showed them three clouds. Choose which one you want. One was a white cloud, a red cloud, and a black cloud. They say the white cloud is empty. No water. It's only, it looks like a big cloud, but it's empty. The red cloud got very little water. The black cloud is filled with water. Our dams are empty. Our rivers are not flowing. This cloud will come and we will get enough. So they said, ya Allah, we want this. But that was the aridu mumtiruna. This cloud, it will give us our rains and that. But bal huwa mustajaltum bih. But it wasn't that. It was what you people said to your Nabi, that show us Allah's azab. Where is Allah? You promising, you telling us always Allah's azab is going to come. Where is Allah's azab? What you were asking, we had sent it. And now when it came, that azab, it destroyed them. سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ 7 nights and 8 days. تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. It destroyed everything. And لَا يُرَى إِلَّا مَسَاكِنُهُمْ. When they woke up in the morning, they saw nothing but the ruins of their houses. Strong, strong buildings. Palaces carved out from the mountains. But they were just left in ruins. Kandar. Just ruins it was left. There was nothing left. This is Allah's azab when it came. So, to go through to the house of Allah, you have to go. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wabtaghu ilayhi alwasila. There is a means to go to Allah Ta'ala and to get the taqwa of Allah Ta'ala. Make Allah happy and the man, and remember also, a sheikh who is really a sheikh, he doesn't become angry or upset with you or gives you a cold shoulder or a dry face or a dry look because of some material thing. You are not practicing your deen. You are not doing your namazes. You are not doing what you want to do. So correct all those things. That is what you have to do. Don't try and pull wool over the eyes of the sheikh also. And in so you give him a gift, you make him happy. Or you say some words of praise and you make him happy. But what you have to be doing, you are not doing. Do what you have to be doing. That is what makes them happy. So the Anbiya, the Nabi also, they bypassed him. But it didn't help them. Allah's azab came. So anyway, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us this great occasion. The time is Mubarak now, the season of Hajj. The places are Mubarak, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And think of the environment at the airport in Jeddah, Madinatul Hujjaj. That there, how planes and planes of people are coming. It has started already. Everyone on their tongues, labbaik, labbaik. And every one coming with what fervor and what desire. We also should build it up. Make dua for the hajis also. Prepare ourselves. And mubarak are those people who are going. Ask them to make duas for us. That is very important. And we should be fulfilling the rites of Makkah Sharif, the rites of Medina Sharif. Go there for the purpose that we are supposed to go. And bring what we are supposed to bring. The tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. Tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala. A change in our lives. Not going there and busy with photos all the time, selfies all the time, cameras all the time, and all those things. That's not going to get us anywhere whatsoever. Make it valuable as it's supposed to be. The day make it valuable, the night make it valuable, and you don't have to strain yourself also and move mountains from the places. Just observe straightforward the commands of Allah, the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam is a practical and balanced deen, and it's so comfortable. You will sleep also, you will eat also, you will do your ibadat also. Everything, just put everything in its place, in the right place, do the right thing, the right time, the right place. That's all you have to do. And for that, be in the company of Ahlullah and bring this in our lives. May Allah bless the whole ummah who are going for Hajj Baytullah and Ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and fill us with the barakat and the anwarat and the nuraniyat of those places. And may Allah make our lives of akhirat even more beautiful and more better, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, tomorrow night after the Maghrib Salah, the monthly Ash'ar and Zikr Majlis will be taking place in Darul Uloom, Azadwal. Humble request for the brothers to participate. And inshallah, on Yawmul Ahad, Sunday morning, from 10 o'clock until Zuhr Salah, the majlis will continue. So humble request for all brothers to come, inshallah, and to bring others along. Inshallah, next month, on the 28th, the 27th and 28th of Zulqada, it's about 4 weeks time, the 11th and 12th of September, inshallah, we'll be having an Islai Jalsa in Indonesia. It's a Friday and a Saturday. So humble request for all the brothers, inshallah, to participate in different masajid, and inshallah, on Yomus Sabt on Saturday, from after Asr Salah until Isha Salah at the Nurul Islam Masjid. So humble request also for all brothers to participate. That is on the 27th, 28th of Zulqada. It is the 11th and 12th of September.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمة.